Leadership isn't just about strategy. It's about connection. And that's what we explore here on the Tactical Empathy Podcast. I also explore it every week in my newsletter, The E in the Room. With more than 1,000 subscribers already learning how to communicate with confidence and lead with empathy, this is your chance to join in. Head on over to www.erinthorp.ca/resources right now and download a series of free leadership tools and get the newsletter delivered to your inbox. The conversation doesn't end here on the podcast, so make sure you're a part of it. Hello and welcome back to Tactical Empathy. I am your host, Erin Thorpe, and this is the show where we explore what it really looks like to lead with empathy in the real world. And today is a special one. Today is the 100th episode of the Tactical Empathy Podcast, and I can tell you with great certainty that when I started this show, I never imagined that I would be sitting down to record my 100th episode. I knew I had something to say. I knew I wanted to invite you into a conversation that I felt needed to happen. I wanted to slow things down a little bit, and I felt like I could do that a little bit easier on a podcast than I could through my writing. And if you've listened to any stories from me about how my book came to be, it was actually through speaking. So today is part reflection, part celebration, and part revisiting. I want to slow things down a little bit. I want to look back on the journey that brought us here. And I really want to talk about the real work. And at the end, I'll extend an invitation for you. And so let's head back to why this podcast started in the first place. And it comes from my lived experience. For a long time in my career, which was in engineering and construction, I felt like I was navigating something that nobody was talking about. Surrounded by accomplished, driven, smart leaders, really good people, that really had a hard time talking about tough things. And I was getting a lot of advice that didn't feel like it would fit for me. And I tried to implement that advice early on in my career to see if it would fit. And the more I tried it on, the more it felt like a coat or a piece of clothing that was just too small and too ill-fitting. And I didn't feel comfortable in it. I didn't feel like me in that advice and in what I was being told to do, which was to stop feeling, get a game face, toughen up, and to forget about caring. And as I look back now on this almost 25-year career that I've had, I'm so glad that that advice was so ill-fitting for me that there was no possible way I was going to be successful in executing it, because I would not be sitting here today having this conversation with you if I was remotely successful at all in implementing the things that I was told in the first 5 to 10 years of my career. And what's even more fascinating to me is that I am now having conversations with engineers and leaders and construction folks who are also trying to put on this ill-fitting coat of toughen up and don't feel, and it's not working for them either. And so it's a real full circle moment for me to be able to share these thoughts and ideas with you through this platform and really reach the people that need this message the most. And I remember feeling so alone, like nobody was noticing what was going on. I honestly thought I was the only one asking, why are these conversations so difficult? Can't anyone else feel the tension that's just below the surface, but nobody is calling out? Why is it so hard to talk about tough things? Why aren't we allowed to show our emotions when we care about something or when it matters? And I really wondered, why do good teams full of highly capable, very accomplished people sometimes struggle to talk honestly with each other? And more than anything, I just wanted to not feel alone anymore. I didn't want to feel like I was the odd man out. And at the time, I didn't even know this word empathy, I didn't even know it existed. It was not something that was a part of my vocabulary, and it certainly wasn't showing up in any leadership conversations that I was a part of. The leadership conversations that I was a part of were about logic, performance, metrics, problem solving, all the things that we went to school as engineers to learn how to do and that most technical folks learn how to do, and also the things we get paid to do really well, right? Solving problems, metrics, performance, logic, reasoning. These are things that is attached to our paycheck, which feeds our families. So of course, we're going to put time and effort into building those muscles and get really good at it. And then all of a sudden, you get promoted to being a leader and they want you to lead a team or a project. And none of those things matter anymore. What really matters are the humans that you're supposed to be leading. And that comes with a whole bunch of things like misunderstandings and assumptions and missed expectations and broken trust and gossip and blame and all of these things. People protecting themselves because they feel risky. Feels like their job's at the line. So you don't get the real truth in the first conversation. And in that next sort of 10 to 15 to 20 year chunk of my career, I began to understand something that empathy was not about being soft. Empathy was the key. It was the thing that unlocked teams. And it was about understanding what was happening below that surface. It was about learning how to stay present in conversations that felt really uncomfortable. It was about going back and trying again when I messed it up because I didn't have these muscles. They weren't as strong as they are today. And it was about how do I create the safest environment I can so people can actually tell the truth so that we know what we're dealing with. Because that's the thing. When people don't share what's really going on, you're not operating with all the facts. And if you want to apply logic and problem solving and reasoning and rational thought, you need facts to do that. And when people are hiding the facts because they don't feel safe enough to share the facts with you, then you operate from a false sense or from a false set of facts. And so things actually get worse when we don't have empathy on board because we don't have the truth. We don't know what's really going on. And it was that realization that completely transformed my leadership and my leadership experiences and eventually became the work that I'm doing today. And just last week, actually, I had one of those moments that reminds me why I keep showing up and why I keep doing this work. And I wanted to share that with you. So I was facilitating a workshop as part of Women in Construction Week. And I had shared my story about how I came to be doing the work that I am, because it is the most asked question. How does an engineer become someone who talks about empathy? And I shared the challenges that I had, the doubts that I had, basically what I've just shared with you here on the podcast. And it was, the room was a bit, what's the word I want to use? Not expressive. So I wasn't quite sure how this was all landing. You know, did they understand? Had things changed so much in construction that I just totally missed the mark here? And I kind of walked away going, I'm not really sure what kind of impact I just had there. I'm not sure if there were things I could have done better or differently to touch the audience in the way that I wanted to touch them. And then someone sent me an email about an hour after the workshop and said, you've just articulated exactly what I've been feeling. And for the first time in a really long time, I don't feel so alone. And I will be completely honest with you, it chokes me up right now because that is exactly why I do what I do. And this message from this individual who was actually wasn't even in the room for the workshop, they were viewing it online. So I had not seen their face. I had no idea what was happening, had no idea who was there online. But that message means more to me than that person will ever realize. Because when you do work like this, the work that I do, when you talk about empathy and leadership and tough conversations, sometimes you wonder if it's landing. Am I getting through? Are people listening to this? Is it really making a difference? And then someone comes back and says something like that, and you realize even if one person feels less alone because of what I've shared, then this work matters. And today, as I reflect on this 100th episode, that's what I want to talk about, the real work. And the real work is real and it's tough and it's hard, but it is not eliminating tension. If you think that that's what the real work is, you're misguided. The real work is learning how to stay in the conversation even when the tension appears, because it's always going to be there. We're always going to have things going on beneath the surface as human beings in the lives, the full, rich, diverse lives we're leading. There are going to be things that are going to cause tension. So how do we build the muscles required to stay in the tension long enough to see it through? And the real work isn't making conflict disappear. I really, you know, there was probably a time where I thought that that was the work, that if we were doing everything right, there would be no conflict. I've completely changed my tune on that. There will always be conflict. We will always have a difference of opinions, perspectives, feelings, ideas, and that actually is what fuels creativity and innovation. And we need to build the muscles to be able to sit in conflict, to hear each other when we think differently, when we see the world differently, because we do see the world differently. As I was reflecting on recording this episode today, I was reminded of a saying, and it's usually used in a different context, but I think it fits here. And the saying is, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. Now, often this is used in terms of relationship dynamics and, you know, kind of going like, hey, when someone shows you a side of them that you might not like and you kind of ignore it or you choose to look away, you should probably believe them that that's a part of them. And I think that idea fits here in this conversation. And when someone shares something with you from their perspective, from their lived experience, from their ideas or thoughts or feelings, can you just believe that it's true the first time they say it? Instead of trying to justify it or figure it out, can you just say, hey, tell me more about that? I'm really curious. That's the muscle we're trying to build here. Because most of the time, what looks like we're having trouble communicating is actually, I'm having trouble trusting you. I fear that if I share what's really below the surface here, you're not going to like it or it's not going to fit somehow. And then I am going to be at risk. And when we're talking about jobs that put food on the table for our families and roofs over our families' heads, that's a real fear. And that's what I see every week in my work with leadership teams. Talented, hardworking, well-intentioned people who genuinely care about the work they do and each other. And yet, they get stuck. Conversations get avoided, assumptions get made, frustration builds in the team, and eventually, all of a sudden, we have a team that can't talk to each other. And it doesn't break down because people are bad at talking. You know, the number of times teams reach out to me and are like, we need to communicate better. You're not bad at talking. You're bad at building safety. You're bad at listening. At really caring about what is going on for that individual and how can we weave it into what we have to get done. Empathy is the tool that allows good, strong, healthy conflict to exist in a team, which then fuels creativity and innovation. And it doesn't fix things overnight. I think that's the biggest lesson I'm taking out of this. You know, empathy truly is a muscle. And just like I have to go meet with my trainer 2 or 3 times a week to keep my muscle mass on as I age, you also have to engage in practicing empathy on a regular basis if you ever hope that this skill is going to show up in the toughest of moments. And it's in those tough moments that we need empathy the most. We need to slow down. We need to slow down long enough for something real to emerge. And I go back to, can you just believe them the first time they tell you? What does that situation look like from their perspective? What do you think they might be protecting? If you don't know, ask them. What's at risk here? Or what feels like it's at risk? It may not be true, but to them it's true. And what are you worried about that you're not saying out loud? Sometimes the most powerful thing we can do as leaders is simply stay in the room long enough for the truth to surface. Keep the conversation open. Keep building safety. And so in this 100th episode, here's what I want you to take away. This podcast has always been about sharing ideas, but the real work happens with you in the rooms, in each and every room you find yourself in, with your family, with your community, and inside your organizations, and right up into those one-on-ones with your team. The real work happens in the conversations where we navigate tension, high stakes, big emotions, real uncertainty. And that's where I thrive. And that is where I love to work. Showing teams how to slow down, how to listen better, how to stay steady in those difficult conversations, and rebuilding and building trust in those moments that feel so fragile. We've all got a lot going on. The world has a lot going on right now inside of our communities. There's a lot going on inside our organizations. There's a lot going on. And inside each other, there's a lot going on. And so my invitation to you today is, can you slow down long enough to listen to what's going on inside you, what's going on inside your family, and maybe what's going on inside your community? This is how we start building the muscles we need for those times of tension and conflict. And I would love to talk to you if any of this has resonated. If you would love to dive into this topic a little bit more with me, either on the podcast or as a client, and not because I have any quick fixes or answers, but because I believe truly to my bones that there is something better that we can give our teams, and there is something better that is possible when people are willing to stay in those tough moments and hard conversations. And that's what I love to support. So as I close out today's episode, I want to take you back to that moment and that workshop last week where somebody said, hey, you made me feel less alone. I felt like you really saw me. And if you've ever had that moment where maybe you felt like you were navigating something difficult or something that only you were in, I want you to know that that's not really true. You are not alone. You're not alone in your leadership, in your life, in any difficult conversations. And you don't have to be alone in figuring out how to lead with both strength and humanity at the same time. That's what we're doing here on this podcast. And if this episode has reminded even one person of that, then these 100 episodes have totally been worth it to me. So thank you for being here. Thank you. Whether you've listened to one podcast or 100 episodes, your time and attention means more than you realize. And I know how valuable it is. So please keep doing what you're doing. Those comments, those shares, those downloads, they help us reach the people that needs this message the most. And I appreciate each and every one of you. If you would like to further this conversation, you will find my email in the show notes, wherever you are listening to this podcast, or you feel free to DM me on any social channels that you find me on. And as always, please keep practicing tactical empathy. And I hope to see you for another 100 episodes.